I'm Dale Deerdorf, Executive Director of the Betts House, located in Cincinnati's West End, and we are featuring a hands-on interactive exhibit called Build It, Architecture for Kids, now through August 22nd, with special Saturday activities for children and families. This exhibit is actually on loan. It was designed by an architect in Chicago to teach children about shapes, designs, and construction-related processes because she believed that they needed to understand how buildings were constructed, how they were designed, and how, quite literally, shapes affect the design of buildings. So there are modules where the children can copy a blueprint. They can trace the pictures of buildings. They can play with little nuts and bolts that are magnetized. So for a lot of kids, this is just a fun way to spend an hour or so interacting with each of these modules and learning about shapes and concepts of construction. The Betts House is located downtown in the West End. I always like to reference it's behind the WCET, GUC garage. And so for a lot of people who are familiar with the music hall and that area, we're just two blocks west. It is a historic neighborhood that has been around for over 100 years. This specific house was built in 1804 by a brickmaker, so it has been in that location since 1804 when it was built on 111 acres of land. That means that everything that we all know as the West End and even a portion of I-75 were a part of this family's farm. The museum was purchased as a home in the late 1980s by a descendant. She rehabbed it and turned it over to a historic women's group, the National Society of Colonial Dames of America in the state of Ohio. They own this property and a log house at Heritage Village in Sharon Woods and a lot of colonial art at our Cincinnati Art Museum. They operate these facilities to educate the public on heritage, on history, and on other topics related to each of our facilities. So for the Betts House, that means we put on exhibits, not just on construction-related activities like we are doing with the children, but we have exhibits on architecture. We just wrapped up one on the history of the beer industry, which was pretty much fun, showcasing all of the breweries in Over the Rhine. And sometime this fall, winter, we will open up an exhibit on domestic life in the 1800s when the Betts family lived there. For more information on Build It, Architecture for Kids, go to wvxu.org. Right now, I'm reading Business Law by Henry Cheeseman. This is a textbook, and Henry Cheeseman has written a lot of business law textbooks. And I have found it to be particularly helpful for students and nonprofit executives. It covers all the basics of business law, and I have worked with and helped people in their roles, learning business law and learning how to manage these small institutions. This is not sophisticated corporate law, but this is giving you the basics. And I have found the way he presents the information, his overviews, really understandable for folks who are interested in grasping the concepts related to business law. Business Law by Henry Cheeseman.
How have a book or author to recommend to the book club at 91.7? A question to ask, a comment, or story to share? Email book at wvxu.org. That's right, book at wvxu.org. Thanks.